This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Of the program, or at least it should have been the live Sunday edition of the program. We're live on the radio with you in the studio tonight. Here you've got Ian
and Johnny Ray.
We should be live on the internet on Twitch, but it looks like something's screwy with our streaming here tonight, so I don't know what is going on there. But that's unfortunate, because we were going to actually talk and are still going to talk about Twitch here tonight, regardless of whether or not the connection is working there, because I've got a special guest who is on the line who probably knows at least a little bit more than you or I, Johnny Ray. I was actually just talking with you a moment ago off the air, because you're a big gamer guy. Like, we do Johnny Ray's Game of the Week here sometimes. We're not really good at doing it every week, but from time to time we will have a Johnny Ray approved game to talk about. And so it's not uncommon for us to cover video games here on Free Talk Live. Not just, you know, Johnny Ray's Game of the Week, but sometimes some, you know, video game related controversy. I know recently we talked about the Battlefront 2 controversy. Did you hear about this, Johnny Ray?
Yeah, with the loot boxes and everything.
Right, where they were
gambling for kids.
Well, no, but also they were charging people to jump up to, like, the special character classes. So if you bought the game for full price, you didn't get access to Luke, you didn't get access to Darth Vader. You had to either grind for, like, thousands of hours in the game, or just pony up some more cash. And so there was all this controversy about that. So certainly we're no stranger to, you know, the world of gaming. You log countless hours. In fact, you admitted to being a video game addict recently here on the air, Johnny Ray. Have you sought help for that yet?
No, I had a New Year's resolution to stop playing Hearthstone, which is a great game.
Yep.
You've
been playing it for years.
Yeah, I've been playing it for since, I guess, shortly after it came out of beta.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've spent a little bit of money on it, but it's mostly been a free-to-play experience for me, but I stopped playing it because I just loved it so much, and I played it all the time. But the result of my resolution so far is that now I play other games that aren't as good.
So I want to welcome our guest. Matto Blasto is with us from the Matto Blasto Twitch channel. Hey, Matto.
Hey, Ian. How you doing?
Great. It's great to have you on the program here tonight. I wanted to have you on the show because, well, you were kind of part of my inspiration for going on to Twitch. In addition to having a couple of the listeners request it on the Free Talk Live forum, I've been watching your Twitch channel because we know each other from real life. And you had started doing Twitch, what, back in October?
October, yeah. October is when I started of last year.
So, for listeners who aren't familiar, your channel is Matto Blasto, MaddoBlastoo. There's two O's on Twitch, right?
Yes, that's correct.
And you're a libertarian. Like, I would say probably a hardcore libertarian. Would you say that's accurate?
You could say that.
Okay. Because that's how we know each other.
Yeah, for sure.
But, so that's, you know, one thing. It's, I guess, you're obviously a female gamer, which is less uncommon these days, as I think when Johnny Ray, maybe you and I were, you know, teenagers in the 1990s.
For sure.
I mean, I can remember back then, there were just basically no female gamers. It just it just wasn't a thing. And now it seems to be more of a thing. Is that true? Like, have you seen that in your lifetime? And you're what, 19 right now?
Yeah, 19. Oh, I definitely see that. There are definitely more female streamers now than there were in the past, even just 20 years ago.
Now, how many of them do you think are, like, legit gamers versus girls who figured out that this is a way for them to, you know, make some money because they're pretty?
I'd say most of them are legit gamers. Definitely the ones in the spotlight are females that have figured out that you can make money from doing this. But I think the silent majority of them are definitely real females who just enjoy gaming.
What was your story like? How did you get into gaming? What happened when you were a kid?
Honestly, it was my dad. I remember he had a PlayStation, and he would just let me and my sister play PlayStation with him until, like, the wee hours of the night on the weekends. And ever since then, I've just stuck with it. It's always been something that I've been into, been doing. And I'd say once I started PC gaming about 2 years ago is when I really, really started doing it. Almost too much, I'd
too
say.
Too much. So you're like Johnny Ray. You're an addict. You're
yes.
a video game addict.
I would say so, yes.
And you were streaming earlier today. I noticed your stream was down right before the show. Are you streaming right now?
Oh, I restarted it, yeah. So
okay,
I'm streaming
cool.
right now.
So we're actually doing a Twitch simulcast at this point because I did check. I think we should be working on Twitch now, and you're streaming
on
Twitch. So it's kind of like an experimental radio show here tonight, Johnny Ray, where we actually we're not just the ones who are on Twitch. Our guest is also on Twitch at the same time, so their audience and our audience are kind of experiencing this all together. So you got into video games when you were young. You really got into it in the more recent years. Did you ever think at any point that you could actually make money from playing video games?
Oh, goodness. No, never. I never thought that I'd be able to monetize my addiction to gaming.
Right.
But
but here it is.
I know. Here it is. It's happened, and it's really exciting, honestly. I'm super into it. I'm thankful that I am able to have this experience, and I'm in an age where people want this. Like, people want to watch me
they
play video
do.
Games and other people play video games.
Matt Oblasto, do you play one game or do you play more than one?
I play several games. I'm what you would call on Twitch a variety streamer, so I play a variety of games.
What are they?
Oh, goodness. I actually have a list, a full list on my channel.
It's a growing list.
It's definitely a growing list. It grows every day. It's fairly long at this point. I do a lot of first-person shooters, I'd say, though. I heard you were into Hearthstone. I think that's pretty cool. There's a lot of Hearthstone streamers. I've never played the game myself, but I have watched plenty of streamers play it.
The RNG it enchants me.
RNG?
Yeah.
What is RNG?
The random number generation. Mm-hmm. Hearthstone as a card battler is sort of has a reputation as being based on luck to a great amount.
Yeah.
And that's one of the things I love about Hearthstone and the environment that it's in and the magic of computers is that that with a lot of the random effects, it basically gives any player in Hearthstone access to every card that is in Hearthstone because there are several cards that allow you to discover some random card of some certain kind, so you can basically, it opens up the whole collection to everyone, the RNG. And like I said, maybe 2 weeks ago, it's part of my addiction, is not knowing what's coming next. That's inherent in a card game. You know,
right.
You've always got that element of chance, and then the more randomness you add to it, there's always a chance that something can happen. If you always lose, you know that sometimes you'll win, and if you always win, you know that sometimes you'll lose. But I think when you lose a lot like I do, then you're really sucked in because you're just waiting for that win. And you know it can come. It sometimes does. It just doesn't come for you as much as for others.
So, Madison, you play a lot of action games on your channel,
first-person
shooters. You were playing Overwatch earlier today. You're a skilled player of some of these games, some of them the ones that you're new at, you know, obviously not so much. And so, it's fun to watch other people play games. What do you think the attraction is? This is something we were talking about the other night. Like, do you watch other people play? And if so, what was it that brought you into the world of watching people play games?
Oh, yes, for sure. I definitely do. I mean, what brought me in? I honestly can't remember the first time I, like, logged into Twitch and started watching, but since that day, I just haven't stopped.
Can you stick with us and talk more about Twitch stuff and what it's like being a streamer and having all these fans who are probably 99% male? Although, as you said, there are a lot more women out there these days, so maybe the ratios have shifted a bit, so I'm interested in hearing more about that. Matt Oblasto is with us here. She is a Twitch live streamer. She's streaming now, and I think ours is up and running. We'll check that here in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, "Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?" And I said, "Sure, Ryan," and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, the live Sunday edition of the program. You can take control of the airwaves here, and you can bring up anything you want. We'll be doing open phones as we normally do here in a few moments, but we're actually starting out with a special guest here tonight. Ian and Johnny Ray in the studio, as it normally is, and I also do want to make sure that you know about Bitcoin.com. If you have heard about cryptocurrency, if you've heard about Bitcoin, well, then you really owe it to yourself to learn a thing or two about it. If you're going to start on the world of cryptocurrency, and it is a deep, deep, interesting world, you do want to start with Bitcoin. It was the granddaddy of all of them. And this was the thing from which all other crypto-related things have spawned. So go to Bitcoin.com to learn about Bitcoin. It's a great place to get started. And also, if you're old school, you've been into Bitcoin or cryptocurrency for a while, you'll also get the latest news headlines over at news.bitcoin.com. Matt Oblasto is with us here. She's one of the Twitch streamers at twitch.tv, which is a online video game streaming platform. I guess we probably should have said that in the last segment. That's where we started doing live streaming as of Monday. So this show tonight will complete our first week of live streaming on Twitch. And when our listeners first asked, a couple of listeners on the Free Talk Live forum first requested this, you know, my thought was, well, I mean, we're not really a video game show. This is a general interest, you know, libertarian talk show. Well, as I said before, we have discussed video games many times over the years. It's certainly not the bulk of the discussion, but it seems like, Matto, that the Twitch service has kind of opened up a little bit. Like, they've got these different categories now that aren't really necessarily about video games. It used to be all about gaming, and it seems like now there's some other things. Like, you were doing what you called an IRL in real life stream earlier today.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, for sure. Definitely. And I am really excited about how Twitch is growing in that aspect, because like you said, it used to be video games and that was it.
Right.
But now there's, you know, like you said, the talk show section, there's the IRL section, there's the creative section. And it's really opened it up. Like, I'm seeing there's so many new people coming and starting off on Twitch every day. And it's really blowing up since they've added these new sections to it.
One of the surprises, we were looking at some of the statistics, I think it was last night or the night before that, and one of the surprises was that there's 15 million, I think it was, per month viewers on Twitch, but like 2 million streamers. So the ratio of streamers to viewers is actually very, very high, it seems like.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people watch and stream on Twitch, and there's a lot of content out there. And now, of course, that means that, you know, only so many people can watch any given stream at any time, and, you know, most of those streamers are probably not the top, you know, 10%. They're not they're not out there pulling in huge numbers. But you know, even though you're relatively new at things, you're like, what, 1,000 followers, something like that?
Getting there. I'm at 900, a little over 900 right now, but yeah, getting there.
And you've basically been doing this part-time because you, up until just recently, had a full-time job, and so this was kind of like the thing that you did in the evenings after you got off of work, and over the last few months, you've managed to rack up, like you said, you know, 900 followers, and those are the people that kind of get notices when you go live so they can tune in and watch, and you hope, obviously, that some of them will sort of follow into becoming what they call subscribers on Twitch, where they pay Twitch $5 a month, and then Twitch cuts you half of that revenue.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's something you recently hit a goal on. You set a goal of hitting 50 subscribers yesterday, and you were at like 40-something, I think, or 35. Or where were you when you started that goal?
I think I was at around 46, and I hit 52.
So you had six people come on board subscribing to you on a monthly basis just because you set the goal and you asked for it. I mean, people are stepping up. They're supporting it. It's a system that allows people to support the content creators that they appreciate, and that's cool. I think that it's great that, you know, Twitch has set it up that way. And that could, in theory, allow somebody to quit a job. Like, if they get enough subscribers, they could literally be paid to play video games as their full-time or part-time job. I just, you know, looking back at the history of gaming, the fact that that is even a possibility now is really awesome.
Matto, I have a question for you regarding your technique. Have you had any trouble determining what the right amount of talking is? Because sometimes I'll watch a streamer and they talk way too much. I like to watch the game and get a little bit of additional detail from the streamer, but some of them talk too much. Have you ever thought about that while you're doing it, or does it just feel natural to you?
I think I understand the question. The audio cut out for a minute, so I didn't hear.
I think we're having some internet problems here, so I apologize about that.
Oh, okay. Relation of talking during streaming, that was honestly one of the hardest things for me to get used to when I first started off. Talking just out loud, essentially to yourself, because it's just you alone in a room,
right.
You know. Like while you're playing a game, something that you usually do, just sitting, being quiet, you know, you're into the game. So yeah, definitely getting started and talking while I'm video gaming and just while I'm doing just random things it did not come naturally at all. I definitely had to learn. There are several YouTube videos up on other streamers who have, you know, kind of techniques that you can use and things that you could think about to, you know, get used to talking while you're streaming. So that really helped me a lot. The Twitch community is just, it's generally very supportive. It's very opening, very welcoming, and very supportive. So they make these, you know, videos and they put them on YouTube and they're just free for you to watch, you know, getting started on Twitch and learning how to talk to yourself and learning how to, you know, get that first subscriber, get those first 100 followers, get people talking in your chat, being entertaining. And honestly, just the support from other streamers is what really helped me, what really pushed me to where I am right now.
I imagine the interactions with the chat is very, very important on Twitch, and that's something that you do a lot on your streams. And it can actually be to your detriment at sometimes because you'll distract yourself by looking at the chat when you should be, like, you know, blasting Darth Vader or something like that. And you'll end up, you know, dying in that particular game. But that's how you get, you know, those people to really care, right? Like, you talk to them. You read what they say.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, reading, responding to chat, that's kind of one of the things that I'm a really big advocate for is interaction. I like streams that are really interactive when they're with their chat.
Mm-hmm.
And most people come to my stream specifically for that because they say, oh, I like watching smaller streamers because, you know, the chat moves slow enough
right.
where I can read the chat and I can respond and interact with my viewers. So that to me is very important. I really try to focus on that as much as I can.
Yeah, I think that is important, at least for you. It's harder for us here, you know, because we're doing a radio show and we've got callers and, you know, all these other things going on. But we have, actually, especially with the new Discord that we launched at discord.lrn.fm, which you joined earlier today. You know, seeing the chat going on, and certainly during the commercial breaks, it's easier for us to maybe peek in there and see what's going on and pluck out useful things for on the air. It's kind of a different experience doing a radio show here than doing a stream, which, you know, you don't have the same, like, time pressures on you.
Mm-hmm.
You can stream as long as you want. In fact, last night you did, or yesterday, you did a 9-hour-long stream. That is, like, a grueling level of commitment.
Wow.
Matto Blasto, can you stick with us for more?
Oh, yeah.
She's with us here on Free Talk Live. We got more coming up, but your calls and thoughts are also welcome on the radio.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. It is the live Sunday edition of the program. We are talking about the world of internet streaming. It has turned into quite a phenomenon. The video game streaming site Twitch, YouTube also launching its own game streaming site. I believe that happened sometime earlier this year in order to compete with Twitch, because Twitch, you know, basically owned the market share on, we've got video game streaming, and they got a lot of it. You know, basically you go in there, you type the game you're looking for, and you can probably find, if it's a newer game, typically you can probably find somebody who is streaming it live. Now, whether they are particularly good at that, you know, are they entertaining to watch, that's a whole other question. But we've got one of those streamers with us here. She's Matt Oblasto from the Matt Oblasto, that's with two O's at the end, channel on Twitch. And if you are already following the LRN FM channel on Twitch, then just look at the channels that LRN's following, and the only one we're following is Matt Oblasto, so it's easy enough to find her. Thanks for coming on with me and Johnny Ray here tonight, Matt. I appreciate it.
Oh, of course. It's a pleasure.
So we were talking about just sort of the ins and outs of like running one of these channels. Johnny, you'd asked the question about, you know, what is it like talking to yourself, basically, and at least until you get people in a chat room, which in your case happens pretty quickly. Once you start to get these subscribers or followers, then whenever you go live, it's Twitch sends out a notice to all of your followers who've opted into that to let them know. So if they've got the app on their phone or via email, you know, the notice shows up saying, LRNFM is live or Matt Oblasto is live, and so they know that you're there. If they've got something, you know, if they want to watch, they can just jump right in and watch. So it doesn't usually take too long to get people into the chat room to, you know, start interacting, which, as you said, is a really important aspect of this. So you want people to feel like they're welcome there, that they're not just spectators, that they can be involved. And one of the ways that that you've been doing that that might lead to, I think, a larger conversation about some of the issues around Twitch is you've got a bot in your channel that allows people to do song requests. So this bot will play music from YouTube at the request of the people who are in the channel, so they can just request, you know, whatever it is they want. You know, somebody was requesting AC/DC today in the channel, and so they get to hear the music that they've requested sort of behind you as you're playing the games that you're playing. And again, that's just that extra level of interaction that allows people to feel welcome, it seems, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, just it's little things like that. Little things that you can do to really get people immersed in your channel and get people wanting to come back and make them feel like they matter, like they're an important part of the stream themselves, and it's not just you.
And then, of course, some of them will end up feeling, you know, connected enough to where they'll subscribe to the channel. In fact, somebody, just Mortified Penguin, subscribed to the LRN channel just a few moments ago, and I think that might have been like the first one that we've ever gotten. So that's
congrats.
Pretty cool. Well, because apparently the so I guess Amazon bought Twitch. I don't know if that was like a year ago or when that happened, but they bought this thing and they tied it in with Amazon Prime, which is their free shipping program that they charge like $100 a year for. Or $10 a month, or something like that, and you know, people get the free two-day shipping. Anyway, people that have the Amazon Prime, one of their perks that they get is a free subscription that they can assign to a channel on Twitch. So any of our listeners who wanted to, if you have Amazon Prime, even if you're not really even a Twitch viewer regularly, you can just go in there and subscribe to Free Talk Live. And then, or subscribe to LRNFM or Matt Oblasto or whatever, and then the channel that you've subscribed to will get a cut from that person's Prime, you know, payments. So when they pay for their Prime, Amazon will cut a portion of that over to the channel. At least that's as I understand it. It hasn't happened yet. I think it might have just happened. So what I wanted to talk about was like some of the issues around Twitch. As I mentioned, there's music streaming on your channel pretty frequently, and these are, I mean, almost all of them are copyright songs, right, like by major record labels and bands, and we got cut off the air from YouTube last week, so it was actually last Sunday's show. This is kind of one of the things that spurred me going ahead and finally signing up for Twitch, was they just cut our feed, and somebody told me the next day, it was actually Will Coley, he said, yeah, you're not streaming on YouTube. I'm like, what? And so I logged into that account, and that's when they informed me, oh, yeah, we've put a copyright strike on your account. There was some – well, actually, they didn't say copyright strike. They said that we've disabled your account for live streaming for a month. It's because of a terms of service violation, and we're not telling you what the violation was, and we're not going to tell you when it was. So I had – I mean, I presume it was copyright because some of the shows on LRN use copyrighted music. But they didn't tell me what it was, so I'm completely in the dark. I'm like, all right, well, screw.
That's very strange.
Yeah. So screw YouTube. Because I knew that from having watched your channel, when you're live, they don't cut your stream because of playing music, do they? Have they ever done that?
This is why Twitch is great, because Twitch, you are allowed to stream, you know, this music from that would otherwise be copyrighted on YouTube, but the sort of compensation for that is in the VOD, like the recording of your stream.
Video on demand.
That gets put on a Twitch, that's saved on a Twitch. They will mute that section of the video, of the recording, that has the copyrighted songs in it. So you are still allowed to stream it while you have the music playing, but in the recording of it, it will be muted.
Right.
It's a lot better than just instantly putting a copyright strike on your account and not being able to stream. So like I said, that's kind of the takeaway from it.
Okay, good to know. Now, does that mean that a lot of your stuff gets blanked out later, like when they're doing the song requests, or is that just so low volume that it's hard for them to recognize it?
It's actually even songs that I thought would be muted and copyrighted in the VOD have not been, surprisingly. But usually they're pretty good about it. Usually they do mute a lot of it. If it's super quiet, like you said, it usually doesn't, just because usually I'm talking over it and you can hardly hear it, and it's mostly the game audio and me talking, and not really the music. But most of the time they do catch it pretty quick.
So there was an issue, though, that did come up with the Matt Oblasto channel this week that was a surprise, or at least it was a surprise to me. Maybe it wasn't a surprise to you. You did get cut off the air, and you got banned for 24 hours. What happened?
Yes. Well, I was streaming during my stream, the Overwatch League esports tournament, which, if you know anything about video games, this was a really big step for Overwatch. They've been trying to get Overwatch into, or this was a really big step for Blizzard, I should say. Blizzard is the company that owns Overwatch. They have been trying to get Overwatch into the esports arena for a very long time, finally have done it, and Twitch, I didn't find this out until after I had got the ban, but Twitch paid $90 million to have the streaming rights for this tournament. They paid a lot of money, and they were not happy that I was, you know, taking away from their stream. So within 5 minutes of me streaming this tournament on my stream, I was issued a DMCA, which is a Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
Right.
And my, my Twitch account was banned for 24 hours. So I couldn't stream, I couldn't log in, I couldn't watch other streamers for 24 hours.
Well, now, hold on. Now, so, wait, Twitch issued that against you?
Yes.
It wasn't Blizzard, it was Twitch.
It was Twitch.
Why would they care? I mean, you're streaming it on their platform, so they're getting the ad views anyway.
Exactly. That's the irony of it. I mean, they were still getting the revenue for it, but they wanted people coming to their specific Overwatch League stream.
So you were restreaming their... So you were watching the official Twitch Blizzard stream of the Overwatch League. You were restreaming that through your system onto Twitch... So you were restreaming their own content back onto their own platform to be seen by their viewers that they would have seen anyway. That just seems so insane.
It is. It's pretty bizarre. But the one thing is that the official Overwatch League Twitch does not have a subscribe button. There's no option for you to get rid of ads. So they would not get the ad revenue.
Right, which they want to get because they paid the $90 million to get.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Matto, hang on if you can. We'll keep you here for one more segment if you have time.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
All right. Excellent. We're going to continue. Matto Blasto is with us here. This is Free Talk Live Sunday edition of the program. If you got a question, you can get on the lines at 855-450-FREE.
Thinking about getting into cryptocurrency but feel overwhelmed by the high price of Bitcoin? Or maybe you've used Bitcoin in the past, but were turned off by the high transaction fees and slow transfer times. It's time you looked into Dash. Dash is digital international money that you can send anywhere, anytime, for less than a nickel. With Dash, your transactions can be instant and private. Dash offers a fully incentivized and decentralized peer-to-peer network where miners are rewarded for keeping the network fast, strong, and safe for its users. Start your journey at Dash.org. Since its launch in 2014, Dash has made a huge impact in the crypto world and is showing no signs of stopping. Check out Dash.org for more information about Dash. And get in now on the future of cryptocurrency. Dash.org.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
You've heard of Bitcoin Cash, but did you know there's now a Bitcoin Cash wallet? The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured Bitcoin Cash and Bitcoin Core wallet that allows you to send and receive either currency with anyone anywhere in the world. The Bitcoin.com wallet supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available for Android, iOS, Windows, Mac, and even Linux. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free here. 855-450-FREE is our number. That's 855-450-3733. If you've got a question for Meadow Blasto, she is a Twitch streamer who has been with us for the whole hour here so far tonight. Appreciate your time, because you could be playing games. Instead, you're chatting with me and Johnny Ray, so I appreciate that. If you can hear us, which is to say we've been having some technical difficulties. Yeah, there she is. If you can hear us, because we've been having technical difficulties all night so far, which has just been wonderful, and my chatters are reporting that it was actually happening throughout the afternoon, so apparently the internet connection up here in the woods of New Hampshire has not been so great. So your stream actually may be a better version of this particular interview, but of course the audio edition will be available later on tonight via podcast, so listeners can check that out that way. Johnny Ray, did you have any other questions for Meadow Blasto here? A somewhat successful Twitch streamer.
I had one question. Yeah. I was Meadow Blasto. I was looking at the list on your Twitch page of the games
the
you gaming. Play.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I saw that you mm-hmm. play Friday the 13th.
Oh yes.
And that you like first person perspective games. I had mm-hmm. heard that it was a strange community in Friday the 13th. Toxic, they say.
Toxic.
Yeah, that there were people who would...
Well, imagine that. A game about murder, of grisly murders of teenagers would attract a strange community.
It's an asymmetric game. This is for the listeners who don't know what Friday the 13th is. And I really don't know either. I've
asymmetric
just seen people
meaning
playing.
That Jason, the character from the movie series, the monstrous, you know, evil character, is way more powerful than the other characters. Is that what you mean by asymmetric?
Right. There's when you play the game, there's one person is playing Jason, and everybody else is playing one of the counselors.
Right.
And it's the counselors against Jason, and you work together to kill or escape.
Yeah.
But I've heard that counselors are killing each other or trying to ruin the experience for other counselors.
When the game first came out, it was very toxic. There was a lot of issues with team killing or TKing, which most people call it.
Are those called griefers, the people that go around and kill their teammates? Or No.
It's sort of slave for okay. it. Yeah, you could say that. but yeah, there was a big issue for that, and they ultimately had to take it entirely out of the game unless you have a custom match when you where you invite your own, you know, players to it. So in the official game release, like if you're just playing with random people, there's no more team killing. They had to take it out of the game because of how often it was happening.
Wow. Okay.
And this is just. I mean, anything where there is team killing, it's usually going to be exploited.
Yeah, because there are just people like that out there, you know, that's the anonymity of the internet.
Yeah, they call themselves trollers, but they're really just kind of ruining the game for other people.
Well, you were playing Overwatch, which is a first-person shooter, and it seems like, does that have team killing? Because I noticed that, like, that a lot of the characters, when you shoot your teammates, it actually heals them in that game.
There's no team killing in Overwatch.
Yeah,
but,
that's what I thought.
There is one character, I guess technically two characters now. Their names are Ana and Moira. They both, you know, you kind of shoot at your teammates to heal them. They're healers, but that's, there's absolutely no team killing in that game.
Johnny Gray, do you have a question about PUBG? You'd mentioned that off the air. Said that looked interesting to you.
Yeah,
There is team killing in PUBG.
PUBG stands for Player Underground. What
player
is it?
Unknown Battlegrounds.
Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, yeah.
And it's like this massive, big map. And like 100 players drop into it at the very beginning of the game.
I think it's based on like an Arma style game, which is like a military realism, the realistic military genre.
Okay.
Where it's sort of like a one shot, one kill environment, and things are realistic and not very gamey. But they've got this, so it's like a deathmatch in an environment like that. But the playing field is restricted. And it sort of herds everybody together.
Right. So you start out where there's almost no one around, and it's just a bunch of collecting items for a while. You might randomly run into some of the other characters, but then as the game goes on, that play area starts to restrict, and everybody has to move into that area, or else they die. And so that kind of increases the tension, I would guess.
Yeah, I heard somebody describe it as when it starts out, the game is like a buddy action movie where there's two guys working together to equip, to gear up, and then it moves into the middle phase where the play area is restricted, and finally at the end it's like this, there's maybe one or two people left, and you're like fighting inside a very constrained area, and the
only one
tension is very different.
Is that accurate, Matto?
Mostly. Usually, I mean, first starting off on PUBG, usually as soon as you drop in, there are people around you. And if they get to a weapon or if they get to something first, you are dead. Like, there are quite a few matches where you, as soon as you drop into the game, like, you'll be dead. Because someone else, you know, you'll get an assault rifle, but they'll get a pump-action shotgun. And then you're toast because they can just, you know, one shot you and you're done. But that's the general idea of the game, yes.
Now, you'll also frequently be playing with some of your viewers. So I've seen that happen where they'll say, oh, I want to play, you know, Overwatch with you. And then you connect with them via some method of, you know, finding them on the internet. And you start up a game with those people. So not only do they get to watch, but they could also interact with you in the game.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I mean, I am totally open to anyone joining my game with me and playing with me, you know, as long as they don't say anything that are against Twitch terms of service. I'm totally fine with you coming on and playing with me. So viewers, you know, followers, anyone, I'm very open to playing with anyone who wants to, really, just to get that extra bit of interaction with my viewers, with my chat. And that's really what I do it for, is to build a community.
Do you ever get tired of your chatters asking if they can marry you? I think I saw that like a dozen times today from different chatters in your chat room.
You really have to just get used to it and get used to just, you know, laughing it off or, you know, making a joke about it. You can't really take it seriously. You just have to You have to know how to deal with it.
Yeah,
you can't,
it comes with the territory, right?
It definitely comes with the territory. You have to know how to deal with the viewers and commenters like that.
Ian.
Yes, sir.
So you've got a Free Talk Live Twitch channel.
It's an LRN.FM Twitch channel. So Free Talk Live airs there and Call to Freedom, our new weekday afternoon show also.
You've got an LRN.FM Twitch channel.
That's right.
And its sole purpose is we can't play video games against each other on it.
You could totally do that, Johnny Ray, if you've got the equipment. You've got to have, like, the right machine. Like, you've got some pretty ballsy computers that you built them, didn't you? Not a blessing.
I did build my gaming PC, but yeah. The PC that I stream on is just it's a little toaster.
Mm-hmm.
It's not very pretty. It's not very high-tech, but it definitely takes the load off my gaming PC and makes my streaming a lot smoother to have two separate PCs, one for gaming and one for streaming.
I think we should play strategy games against each other, Ian, and you against Matt Oblasto and against Mark.
Oh, yes. I'm so down for that.
That sounds like a complicated stream. How do you do it with, like, four people? Would you have to have four different streams in that case, or would we all be sitting in the same room?
I think the viewer would just pick which stream they wanted to watch.
Well, we could even do something like if we're all in a video call together, we could just have a screen capturing each person's webcam and put it onto our stream, so... Even if you're just watching one stream, you can still see the other people's face as they're playing and as they're talking.
There are definitely possibilities. You know, I won't say yes. I won't say no. I don't know how much, you know, more work that would take to do to set up. But, you know, that's kind of one of the nice things about watching other people play games is I don't have to commit to a 40-hour game. I can just...
Oh, exactly.
You know, I can just tune in for 30 minutes or, you know, 20 minutes or however much time I have if I want to just take it easy. I can watch somebody else play it. And I don't have to, like, actually gain any skills. I can watch somebody else do it.
You don't have to spend the money. You don't have to take the time out of your day. It's like and that's what I love about Twitch. It's like if I'm not sure if I want to buy a game or not, I could just go watch someone else play it. Yeah. And if I think it's fun enough to play, I could play it myself. And, you know, if I think they're a funny or entertaining and interactive enough streamer, I can follow them. I can subscribe to them. I can support them in really any way I want to. It's just such an open and welcoming and supportive community. I'm really finding how, like, I love it so much here.
I hope that you can hit your next goal. I know you're trying to shoot for 100 subscribers now. I wish you the best of luck at doing that. What's the game you're going to be playing up next here tonight when you get off the air with us now?
I'm going to be playing the first Danganronpa game. Going to be continuing playing it. First day playing it, starting off. So.
Check her out. She's Matt Oblasto with two O's at the end of that name. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again about some other Twitch stuff maybe on into the future. Thanks for coming on with us.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Oh, thank you.
We'll talk a lot coming up.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.